post loudness.
Audio on the French.
This episode of Roboism is sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Thanks again to the Chicago Podcast Co-op for hooking up our sponsorships. You can learn more at chicagopodcastcoop.com. Oh my God, we're back. We're recording and doing a podcast. What's happening?
Yay, it's so exciting.
The thing that triggered this was Google I.O. Do people even know what Google I.O. is, do you think?
I don't know. Some people do. I don't want to make any assumptions.
What does the I.O. stand for? I actually don't know that. Important overviews. Sure.
Yeah, that works.
You seem very excited. So let's talk about some of the things that were announced that we care about. Do we care about Android?
I don't. I mean, I care about what they're doing from like a competitor point of view. Like, you know, if Android gets better, iPhones get better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Marketplace, capitalism, woo.
Yes.
the first thing that I think we want to talk about is Allo.
Yeah, the new Google messaging app.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't stop.
Oh. Hello, we're back.
Hello. we're doing a show again. Hello. Oh, boy. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's early for us, actually. Yeah, so it actually looks pretty cool. You actually watched I.O., so what are your thoughts?
I watched the first half and
still counts.
and I was like, wow. So and it was held in a like a giant concert outdoor stadium venue in 90 degree heat.
Wow.
And the background was like made of, on the stage was made of like wood and like glass. What was that? Saw that at least, right?
Not. I read articles about it. I didn't see the wood glass thing.
Totally fair. Yeah, I watched the first half and I'm like, oh, I understand why people don't watch this. It was 2 hours long. And so then I ended up watching a 10-minute recap that The Verge put together that we'll put in show notes. And yeah, Allo is a messaging app that seems to be the main, like their main competitors are Messages from Facebook and WhatsApp, both of which that are owned by Facebook. Is that weird?
Would you consider one of its competitors like iMessage or not so much?
I mean, it is, except for the fact that it has way more than iMessage. And yeah. I was quite surprised to learn that Facebook Messenger, I don't even know what it is, and WhatsApp sort of have like the smart replies built in, and I tried them out and they're pretty cool, and iMessage doesn't have that. iMessages is just texting for free.
Well, okay, right, yeah, I guess I'm confused. I know Allo has the like suggested replies things like the way that Inbox does, but what about Hangouts? Like, how many? I'm so confused. Like, is it not? It's not absorbing Hangouts, is
nope.
it? They're just too separate. But they do. Okay, all right. It's too many messaging.
Remember
apps.
Google Buzz?
Nope.
Remember Google Wave?
Nope. Wait, Google Wave, was that the driving thing? No.
I'll also put show note in our show notes. You can find information about Google Buzz and Google Wave.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they killed Google Reader, and then Wave and Buzz came out. And
oh, yeah, Google Reader.
I am really excited about Allo, but people keep calling this AI, and it's not really. I know that a lot of our listeners are either always angry that we aren't funny enough or that they're like, hey, stop telling jokes. All of your information and your ideas about AI are wrong. Or they're like, you're getting too technical with AI. So start making puns, Savannah.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know whether it's worth debating about whether or not it's AI. I do know, like, the closest thing that I've used to it is the inbox suggested replies. If you have, like, Gmail inbox God, it's called Google Inbox, which is confusing because you have your email inbox and it's like already a word, but whatever you Google, it's fine. So if you have inbox enabled for Gmail, so it's like a different interface, but you're still using Gmail, they have that same auto, like, or suggested reply feature, which they're essentially just putting into this messaging app. I'm pretty sure it's like all the same technology, right? Like, and yeah, I've had like mixed experiences with it. Like sometimes it's really cool and sometimes is not so cool. And I feel like when they try and make computer programs act like humans, it either is impressive and amazing or it goes horribly awry. And I've seen it go horribly awry with Facebook more often than any other thing.
Like, can you give me an example? Yes. I don't use it that often.
Yeah. So I think Facebook Memories is a good thing because that is very much Facebook trying to be acting like a person. And they have their like holiday notifications and stuff. So the most recent example of seeing it go wrong was one of my friends. Facebook, for whatever reason, assumed she was a mom on Mother's Day and congratulated her. And it's like, she was like really, really mad. And you could, it's like a thing where, you know, like if you're logging into Facebook every day and like Facebook's like, oh, like we're so proud of you for being such a hardworking mom. And you're like, actually, mom, I could see that being like, oh, that's sweet or whatever. And I know people, like I do know people who really like that feature of Facebook. But when it's wrong, it's really, really bad.
Yeah.
Just, like, really insulting.
I was also, are we talking about Jamie?
Yeah, we're talking about Jamie.
We'll cut that out. I was also congratulated on Mother's Day, and maybe I am not defending it whatsoever. I'm just saying it totally made sense for me because I have, in many captions, I think it is based on, one, your relationship status, and two, if you refer to pets.
Anything as children.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe, or like, I don't know. I mean, I was not congratulated as being a mom, but I have like leftover high school and college friendships where people requested to be like my child, like my college roommate was,
right?
You know, yeah. And so I like, I don't know where like what is feeding the assumption of whether or not someone is a mom, but
the captions in your photos. I've referred to my cats as my idiot
sweet
cat
baby
as
child.
A son. Yep, sweet baby child. It's like, okay, Facebook, I know you are reading these captions, and I know that, like, for example, all I get all day are ads about buying wedding rings and dresses, which is, like, again, I know that I am Facebook's product, and I am okay with that. Also, they are far less annoying than the ads I saw on Facebook before. And also, okay, this is kind of cool. They know that I am, like, going to marry another lady, so they specifically have ads where it's two ladies, which...
That's nice.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like, cool. Anyway, that was an interesting tangent. Yeah, so that's... Well, one thing that I also think is kind of cool is I have become kind of a fan of Mark Zuckerberg, like, only because he's been like, oh, yeah, we fucked this up. We have messed this up. And he hasn't specifically talked about, like, Google's algorithm. I know there's some drama around that right now in terms of supposedly them burying conservative articles or whatever. But they address and change the algorithm a lot in terms of like what memories you get. So I have high hopes for that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
which
see.
Sucks because I don't like being on Facebook.
I don't either, and I don't like Facebook is often wrong about me in their with their algorithms because I don't give it that much information. So like I finally figured out how to turn Facebook memories off, which, by the way, you can't. You can only filter it indefinitely. So
That sucks.
Yeah, so you have to, like, you can turn off the notifications, but that doesn't actually do anything because that's just, like, you know, the little globe icon, whether or not it lights up. You can turn that off. But if you want to turn Facebook Memories, the feature, off, you have to say filter. You can only, like, filter certain posts out of it. So you have to say filter every single post forever from now until the end of time. So, and you have to, like, pick it down from, like, a date picker. It's very, like, they don't.
Oh, boy.
It's very dumb. But they, because I don't tell Facebook that much, they kept giving me like happy memories with exes, and I was like, cool, yep, cool, same. Facebook. Like, they didn't know that I was, it didn't know that I was in a relationship, and it didn't know that the relationship was no longer around because I'd ever, like, you know, declared it as such. So
see, I find that interesting because they have that information that, like, you know, like, that is it, like, your relationship status is, if your relationship status does not have information with that person.
Well, if I never tell it that I'm in a relationship or not, it doesn't know. Because they do filter that out. If mm-hmm. you've told it that your relationship is over, they won't do that. But, like, if you don't tell it that and you just have photos with people. So, meh. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Do you want this to, like, spill over to things like Twitter that I think we both use a lot more?
Right. That's a good question. I think it could be good, but it'll also, I don't know, it'll be bad sometimes and probably, like, hopefully just hilarious and not, you know, life ruining. Because it can go the life ruining direction. Facebook has been guilty of that in the past. So,
all right. Should we get to back to Google I.O.?
Oh, yeah. That.
So Google Home.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get a Google Home?
I would be more likely to buy that than the Amazon Alexa version solely because it can apparently double as a speaker better than Alexa can, which I was like, why would Amazon make a big speaker in your house and not have it play music good? I don't understand.
I feel like saying, oh, one benefit of Google Home is that its base will, specifically, the base is better than the Amazon.
Right, which, it, like, looks nicer.
I agree. It looks it looks beautiful, and I would love to have it. But there are, okay, can I list my many beefs with Google Home right
please,
now?
Please.
First of all, no open API.
Yeah, that's,
like, and my main thing with Alexa is how, like, you can do crazy things with it. It's basically a command line in your house.
Yeah.
And I know that the Echo's main purpose is to sell me things on Amazon, which I'm okay. Like, I am the customer, not the product, and, like, its goal is to sell me things, which I am totally fine with, and also I use it. And, like, hey, can I order more Tide? Which I really like. The fact that it's like Google, I've also accepted that, like, okay, Google is just collecting all my information and has all of my information. But I don't know if I want that in a personal assistant per se. I don't know, like, it seems, oh, also you can only have it connected to one Google account, which is,
yeah, dumb. Do they not know how, like, co-living works?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a cool thing with Alexa is you can connect different phones to it, and I think the speakers are fine, especially for radio, when you're like, hey NPR, or hey Alexa, show me the, like, morning NPR updates or whatever. But, God, that trailer that they showed at I.O., I'll drop a bit in. Like, it's just the most, like, cliche, like, family morning. And it just, oh, my.
Oh, boy.
What appeals to you more than Alexa, other than the music thing? Because we don't know how it sounds yet.
Right. That's true. Well, another thing, I think, Alexa, you can only have, like, one per household, right? And then Google Home, well, you can connect it, have multiple ones through your house. That's kind of a benefit, right? That's also not really true. It's not?
I mean, it is, but you can have the, like, there's smaller, oh man, I forget what they're called. I don't have one because actually the Alexa can hear me throughout my entire apartment.
Yeah, we live in urban city life. We don't have big houses where you would need to have multiple ones.
And also, it can still turn on, like, lights in different rooms. So yeah, there's the Tap, the Amazon Tap, which is, yeah, that's the portable Bluetooth speaker one. And then one that's just, like, a button, which actually I might get for my kitchen because I like it.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think that it is a good thing or a bad thing that Google has decided to not personify their assistant with a name like all the other people out there?
I've heard a lot, like, people seem to think that this is part of Google's failing, is that they haven't, like, branded it with a name, which I mean, I think it's kind of cute to be like, hey, Siri, hey, Alexa. I think the main thing is, I think saying Google is fine, but okay, Google, it's just like, I don't know.
Oh, man, I thought.
Okay, Google, what's the weather?
I thought for sure you would be on the side of, like, thinking it's terrible that they didn't give it a name, because
I do like names for things.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, and this is not just Google, but I wonder if you can change the voice, because every personal assistant has a female voice, and you can change Siri, and Siri, you can argue, sounds sort of feminine, but I don't know. Siri had, I think it originally had a male voice, or what would, like, sound like a traditional male voice, I guess.
Yeah, but it defaults to a woman's voice on your phone.
Right.
There's an article on Motherboard about a digital assistant for lawyers that is named Ross. So this is a startup that made, you know, a lawyer version of Siri, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose Eveleth wrote an article where she interviewed the creators of Ross as to, like, why they gendered this assistant a man, right? Because, you know, if it's like,
I'm
an
already
assistant,
mad.
Right, so if it's like an assistant for anything, then make it a woman. If it's like, you know, a lawyer assistant, then make it a man, because that's, you know, I don't know, more better, whatever. but anyways, the interview with him is pretty interesting, because he said that they actually, like, talked about it in their office and came to the conclusion that they can't win, because if they were to make it a woman, they're just, you know, feeding into that trend that all assistants are women. And then if they make it a man, it's like, oh,
right.
So if it's a lawyer assistant, it has to be a man now. So they actually named it Ross, with the thinking that Ross is the last name of a person and could be either gender. It's like, all right.
That's interesting.
I'm glad that they thought about it.
It's cool that that was just, like, there was a discussion that was had.
Yeah.
I highly doubt, I mean, Siri was acquired, so I doubt that there was any conversation about that. Maybe they wanted to maintain the brand.
I don't know. I mean, Siri, just the word, isn't gendered, really. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it defaults female.
Alexa, though. Mm.
Alexa.
I mean,
no debate there.
I enjoy the name, other than the fact that sometimes it's triggered because my name is Alex, and
right.
Hey, Alex is often said in my house, and Alexa is so good at picking up things that she'll assume that we're talking to her, and we're not.
I think you just have to change your name.
Yes, because you can't change Alexa's name.
Nope.
So clear. So the solution is to change my name.
Yep.
I really want, because also, like, Google Home, the reason it's like, oh, we're better than Alexa at this is, like, it is better with conversation responses, which I also think, like, Alexa's pretty good at it. Again, it is kind of like a command line for your house, which once you, and you sort of need to learn that syntax, but Google Home, I don't know. I want you to get one and see if we can get Alexa and Google Home to have a conversation.
Be friends with each other. Aww.
Have you put any sort of, like, automation in your house, like smart lights or anything like that?
No.
I am so on the verge of just blowing, like, half a paycheck and putting, because really I have a very small apartment. It's kind of like a little hobbit hole of technology, which I love. and I just want to make it I never want to have to touch a light switch. Because germs, and also I enjoy, I like talking to things into the ether.
I would probably wait to do stuff like that until I owned a house.
So full disclosure, I actually only have like 3 light bulb sockets that lights could actually go into. But I'm just thinking in terms of actually like sleep. the lights like slowly dimming, and then it's like, okay, time for sleep. And I actually ordered it's been delayed a ton, but it's called Sesame, and it is an automated lock for my door.
Oh, cool.
Which I am super excited about, because I often go out of town and we'll have various cat sitters, and you can give people temporary access, because I don't like that there's a bunch of keys out there for my apartment floating about.
Yeah, no kidding. That's cool.
Do you have any other thoughts about Google I/O?
We didn't talk about Duet.
Yeah, is there anything smart about, is it Duo or Duet or?
I forget. Duet? I thought it was Duet.
Duet? What? No. That's...
Oh, it's Duo. You're right.
Duet is a better name.
I thought... Well, they have...
They should hire you.
They have the... You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of Pizzeria Duo. Duet. Isn't that... That's the deep dish pizza place that isn't Uno. It's Duet, I'm pretty sure. Whatever. It's fine. The only cool feature that is different is that like knock knock thing where you call somebody and they can see a preview of your face, which I think only works if you have an Android phone. So like even if we have the app on our iPhones, we won't be able to do that.
I am 100% fine with this.
And I think it's cool.
Well, okay. They didn't specifically say this, but I hope to God it is only contacts you have and know. Like, this is just live dick pics waiting to happen if it's anybody who can call you. Especially because it's not, like...
Yeah.
They said one thing that's cool is, like, you don't need a Google account. It's tied to your phone number. But I wonder if that means, like... I don't know. I don't want live dick pics.
No. Wow, cool. I'm excited for all of the backlash.
I think, like, well, another cool thing was seeing a lot of women on stage, which we've talked about before, and, like, women who are in charge of these projects or whatever. But, there are women at Google who must have been like, hey.
Did we think about this?
have you guys just ever got it? Like, you know that we get text messages, right?
Right. Yeah, that is crazy, though, to think that you really won't have control over the image that is on your phone screen. So you could be, like, in a business meeting and somebody could be calling you with something really inappropriate and that'll just be there and you can't do anything about it except hang up.
Kind of like maybe when a co-host sends you things on Slack and you're in a business meeting and your screen is on a monitor.
Yeah, I know how that... I mean, yeah, but see, even in that
hypothetically.
Case, you can put your computer on Do Not Disturb and you still have control. I guess you could do it with your phone. Whatever.
It just seems like this was the thing that's like, hey, this is why we're better than FaceTime. Which whatever, but
at the end of the day it's still a face chat and phone nap.
Do you remember FaceTime was actually supposed to be an open standard, and I guess like there was some under the table, like the FCC got mad or there's a patent or something. But I really would like it if there was just one Google one video standard that we could all play nice with. that wasn't Skype.
Oh my God, we use Hangouts at work, and it's pretty just not great.
John Gruber, who is like the Appleist of Apple guys in terms of blogging, who the other day was like, Skype is the worst way to record podcasts, except for every other way.
Yeah,
I am really excited that the new trend, like the internet has been all abuzz about like, hey, AI, personal assistants, and this is something that we think about every single day, and I'm glad that other like important and also normal humans are talking about and are excited about. But I don't know, voice stuff still hasn't caught on, mm-hmm. except for us nerds who have things in our house, and I have never, have you ever seen someone use Siri like outside or ever?
No, I guess the most, the The most common place I see people do voice stuff is in a car, which makes sense because you can't use your hands.
I am hoping and praying for a Siri API this fall when, or even at WWDC, actually. Yeah. If people don't know, WWDC is the Worldwide Developer Conference hosted by Apple every year. All right, do we have any more thoughts about Google?
We can wrap it up.
So stay tuned for a conversation between Google Home and Alexa. Thank you so much for listening. We're back and we're going to release weekly episodes again. And I'm super, super excited.
Yay, me too.
thank you for only being a little mad at us on Twitter.
Yeah, just the slightest bit. It's fine.
And speaking of Twitter, you can follow us at RoboismCast. And you can follow me at Alex Cox.
And I'm at Savannah Million.
And it is a pain in the ass to review things on the iTunes store, but that is how people find us. So if you could do that.
And not mention our hiatus. That would be cool.
Or recommend us in Overcast. And we have a fun little announcement if you've been following us on Twitter. So we are a part of Post Loudness, a podcast collective I co-founded with my friends James T. Green and Cher Vincent. And we're a collective of independent audio shows by people of color, women, and queer identified hosts. So there's a lot of really awesome shows on the network, including, it's called Refresh, and it's basically a tech show not hosted by two white men.
Hosted by Alex and James. And yeah. It's great. And you should listen to it.
It's incredibly boring. And the only thing that's different is that we're not two white guys. We are featured on iTunes because we're not two white men.
Well, also because your show is good.
It's all right.
They also have Devil's Avocado is a new one on the collective, and that's by another two people, neither of whom are white dudes, and it's a financial advice podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll get your money right.
Our friends Charlene and
Molly,
who we actually specifically were like, please, please, please do a finance show because I don't understand money.
And they're very smart.
They are. So if you can check out postloudness.com, it is our website. It's purple. It's very pretty. Also, you can, if you want to give Roboism money for some reason, you can do that now. either visit our website, roboism.fm, or roboism.simplecast.com. And that will go to things like Savannah and I going to conferences and hosting live events, as well as maybe buying a Google Home.
Yes.
We're also going to start streaming either video games or us trying to build robots on Twitch because that seems to be what the youths want.
We'll try.
Yeah. So if you have any suggestions, please let us know. All right. This has finally been another episode of Roboism. I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million.
Thank you for... Oh, man. It's been so long.
I forgot. All right.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Thank you for listening. We're back.
Yay.
Google is suggesting to me Rose Quartz, a character from Steven Universe, and I'm like, okay, yep, Google definitely knows. Someone help me, someone save me. Something I should have never known. I'm not human, I'm not breathing. I need someone, someone to show me love. Hey there, madam, can you tell me? Am I handsome or will you turn me down? I'm not really that appealing, but I promise I'll never fool around. My life's misleading, no one wants me alone.
Places to go, people to see. I should be optimistic.